Renee Carter jokes that the Northern Beltline project is older than she is. But she says that's about to change, thanks in part to groups like hers, the Coalition for Regional Transportation, which has been pushing the project forward.
I think we're closer than a lot of people realize. Because they don't walk out there, drive out there, and see dirt being turned and see concrete or asphalt going in, they think nothing's happening.
There are so many things that go into building a 52-mile road that would stretch from Bessemer up through northern Jefferson County, then over to Trussville. You have to purchase rights of way, you have to move utility infrastructure, and you have to fend off lawsuits. And that's the latest challenge for the Alabama Department of Transportation. Earlier this month, the conservation group Black Warrior Riverkeeper filed suit against LDOT, claiming its environmental study of the Northern Beltline is flawed. Nelson Brook is the riverkeeper.
Well, imagine a 30-minute drive from Birmingham, a place in the mountains that is treed and looks just like what you would imagine it would have looked like 400 years ago before any settlement of this area. Totally wild and pristine. It's very special.
Turkey Creek Nature Preserve near Pinson contains some of the most biologically diverse habitats in this region of Alabama. The waters of Turkey Creek are home to three endangered species of fish, the vermilion darter, the watercress darter, and the rush darter. The rush and vermilion darters live only in Turkey Creek and nowhere else in the world. Nelson Brooks says if the Northern Beltline is allowed to pass through Turkey Creek and other waterways, it could be devastating.
In the construction phase of a large interstate like this, there's a ton of earth moving. It's essentially mountaintop removal in a linear scale. And so there are major erosion impacts to local streams and wetlands. It can pollute drinking water, rising the cost of drinking water significantly. It can also cover over habitat that's used by wildlife for spawning, such as fish.
You know, any road built in this country, built in this world, unless it's built in a desert, crosses a tributary at some point.
Again, Renee Carter with the Coalition for Regional Transportation.
It's not does it, but how does it? And there are environmental regulations and standards that are the highest we have ever seen. This road will be and can be built without negative impact on the environment.
Gil Rogers disagrees. He's an attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center, and he's representing the Black Warrior Riverkeeper in their case against the Alabama Department of Transportation. Rogers says LDOT officials have refused to meet with conservation groups to talk about their concerns.
Most recently, we asked for a meeting with LDOT and the Federal Highway Administration early this year in an attempt to air our concerns to them and sit face-to-face with them, talk through these issues, and hopefully come to a resolution. And we were politely brushed off by both agencies.
So he says they decided to sue. The lawsuit alleges that LDOT violated the National Environmental Policy Act, which requires a thorough environmental impact study. LDOT did an environmental impact study back in 1997, but it expired. LDOT was required to reevaluate its study to see if any conditions have changed. It did a reevaluation in 2006, but Gil Rogers says it only looked at a small stretch of the proposed 52-mile project.
So if you're only looking at three-mile stretches, you never get a sense of what is the overall impact going to be on the economy of this region, of the environment. This segment that was reevaluated is very different from a segment down closer to Bessemer, for example, or a segment in the Cahaba River watershed.
Alabama Department of Transportation spokesman Tony Harris says he would not comment on pending litigation. But he did confirm that prior to the lawsuit, he would have confidently said LDOT would be putting the project to bid by the end of this year. But now, he says, he can no longer say that. The suit is being heard in federal court. There's no telling how long it'll take. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.